Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Like many states, Pennsylvania does not have nearly enough contact tracers to keep up with the spread of the coronavirus. WHYY's Alan Yu reports state officials announced on Tuesday how they hope to address that.
Very broadly, trying to prevent further spread of the coronavirus involves two things. Case investigation means you call the person who tested positive to see whom they have been in contact with and could have passed the virus to. Contact tracing means you call all those contacts. There are so many cases in Pennsylvania that the state is prioritizing case investigations over contact tracing. The state promoted some contact tracers to become case investigators. Last month, the state released an online form for people who tested positive to fill out their contacts. Both of those things have helped. But the other problem is this work costs money. Lindsay Malden is the special assistant on contact tracing for the state health department.
We're working right now with our vendor to kind of kick out the can a little longer and further the longevity of the program.
Malden estimates as of now, the program can keep running till the end of February. But there should be some federal relief in the future. The COVID-19 relief bill that was finally signed into law late last year includes more than $22 billion for testing and contact tracing for health departments. Alan Yu, WHYY News.